That question was put to a panel of academics and former politicians at a DU Denver Post debate this morning. And even though many Westerners and no doubt some of the panelists would like to see issues like water or mining or farming play a bigger role in the election, you guessed it, the consensus here was on the economy. But former Governor Dick Lamb, a Democrat, had his doubts that either party can break the gridlock and find solutions.
We have Republican taxing policies and Democratic spending policies, and nobody wants to change either of them. And all we are is increasingly then heading toward bankruptcy.
Lamb, now director of DU's Institute for Public Policy Studies, is known for his clever zingers and for bucking much of his own party on illegal immigration.
And second of all, we should cut down legal immigration in benefit of our own unemployed and our own citizens.
By administrative order, President Obama recently eased deportation restrictions on children of illegal immigrants, a move that could help his reelection bid among Hispanic voters in states like Colorado. About 1 in 5 Coloradans is Latino, and both parties are targeting them with their message on economic issues.
We have to, as a party, appeal to Hispanic voters.
That's former state Senate Republican leader Josh Penry.
And it's one that over the long term is critical not only to the success but the survival of our party.
Perhaps more so than immigration, Penry says oil and gas development will play in his party's favor in Colorado come November. He hails from the Western Slope, where unemployment has skyrocketed as the recent natural gas drilling boom has slowed.
Energy policy in this state has realigned the bookends of this state in favor of the Republican Party.
But in northeast Colorado, where it's predominantly oil and not natural gas, development is surging, mostly on private land. Susan Daggett, former Earth Justice attorney and wife of Colorado Senator Michael Bennett, said domestic production overall has been up under the Obama administration.
What stood in the way of oil and gas development in recent years is the fact that we have a glut of natural gas.
This debate was one of several open to the public leading up to the October 3rd presidential debate. Next week, former Obama Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel's brother, Zeke Emanuel, will appear in a debate over the health care law. For KUNC, I'm Kirk Sigler.